Hopkins will jump it for the Braves against Aiden and Grisix from Hale, and we'll get this thing underway. Jersey's all tucked. Referee checks with his two other officials, and the ball's in the air, and we're underway, and the Braves win the tip, and immediately Caden Rosenau brings it over center court, gets it off into the corner. They try to get it underneath, but quick hands from Ingrisix knocks it out of bounds. Ball stay with the Braves underneath the glass.
Yeah, a nice quick little pass trying to get inside, but just as quick hands by Ingrisix to tip it out of bounds there. Great defensive play by the big man.
Kleino will inbound. Kleino looks, gets it all the way up top to James Bond. Bond to Rosenau. Rosenau picks up his dribble, gets it to Bond. Bond thought about shooting all of this outside the line. Rosenau works it around down to Kleino into the corner. Shot Sherman Hayes off the front of the iron. Rebound Rosenau, a little chip out for a puppy to Hopkins. That won't go either.
In and out, got robbed from that one.
Yeah, and two in a row there that the Braves couldn't convert. And then finally a rebound picked up the other way, and Hale will come right back the other way down into the paint, work it out toward the top. And looks like they're going to have a travel, and the ball go the other way.
Yeah, good transition. Good ball movement, but both teams early on, they're spreading it out, trying to get the open man.
Braves will bring it back down. Rosenau works it on top against Patton, kicks it around. Three-point try, first one of the night, won't go. Rosenau sneaks in, grabs a rebound, though, off of Kleino's three-pointer, and... That's his second rebound already.
A note to bring out is the smallest guy on the court has got both offensive rebounds for Tawas.
He is
the shortest guy on the court right now on Tawas' side. He's gotten both those offensive rebounds.
Hale bring it in. They get up over the timeline and start working now in the Tawas zone. McCady brings it out, kicks it over to Patton. Patton drives it inside the paint. Nowhere to go, kicks it back out to Agresix. Agresix drives the lane, one-hander off the glass, and Hale comes up with the first points of the night, and Coach Edwards will take a full timeout. We'll take one with him right here on 103.3, your power station for sport. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson back with you. After the timeout, Coach Edwards wanted to talk about hustle in that timeout, and we'll see if that changes anything for the Braves. Kleino brings it up, kicks it off onto the wing to James Bond. Bond back up top to Kleino. Kleino to Bond. Bond shoots the three, short. Misses everything. But right there underneath was Noah Hopkins. And Noah Hopkins put that board back up and converts. And we got a 2-2 game here with 6:10 left in the first quarter. Yeah. Eagles out over midcourt. And Grisix underneath. Kicks it back out up top. Brady McCady steps into the free throw line extended. Knocks a two down. Thank you very much. Hale 4-2 now up on the Braves. Right back the other way now. Quinclino pops it down, and then a bad pass and a giveaway, and back the other way now Xander Johnson. And then he turns it over for Hale to Rosenau, and a little bit of unforced errors going both ways right now.
Yeah, much to do about nothing on those steals, back forth.
Rosenau up top to Kleino, and Kleino took a few steps before he decided to dribble it, and they're going to call that on him. We got a travel. Hale will take the ball. No pressure yet from either team on any kind of full court or half court pressure.
No, it's lots of good ball movement. Just no one really getting able to get a great shot off. The best shot there was by McCaddy.
Patton goes free throw line extended, puts it up, won't go. Popped out. And
nice defense right there.
Yeah, I'm going to call that a rebound, though, first for James Bond, and then he got it knocked away, and the Braves will retain possession.
Yeah, good pressure by the Eagles there, because there was two wide-open Braves sprinting down the court. If he gets that pass off, it's an easy layup for two, but great defense to force the issue and get in a better position to defend.
Rosenau brings it over the timeline. 5:07, 4-2 Eagles. Three-pointer on its way, won't go for the Braves. Nice shot, though, by Nicholas Klein. Klein again. He'll look to shoot it again as that rebound got picked up by Bond. Back to Klein. Klein down around the corner. Rosenau out top. Back to Klein. Thought about it. Rosenau up top. Pump fake. Steps in. Gets it to Klein in the corner. Shot three, won't go again. Rebound comes down, and it's going to go out of bounds and be Hale ball there.
Great sailing on the perimeter there. They're trying to get the open shot. They do not go away from it. Great spacing, great movement, but unfortunately the shot's just a little off, and Hale gets the rebound out of bounds.
Hale will bring it over to timeline, get it in. Brady McCady works around the corner, gets it to Patton. Patton waits for the screen, kicks it out. McCady thought about it, lost his dribble, picks it back up. Sherman Hayes on him. Patton in no rush right now, way up top. Patton gets to the top of the circle, kicks it down in the corner. They go to get it underneath. Nice diving defensive play by Noah Hopkins.
Yeah, you said it. Beautiful dive there by Hopkins to knock that out of bounds, not letting number 11 Reese Reddy get that for an easy layup.
Absolutely, and that should be showing Coach Rubin the hustle, right?
Exactly.
We got one guy at the table now coming in as we'll get Noah Smith into the game and replace Noah Hopkins. Underneath, the Eagles will have it. Kick the ball in. They get it to McCady. McCady up top, pump fake, won't shoot it, gets it to Patton, then gets it inside. One dribble underneath, and Reese Reedy goes to the basket, and he'll go to the line for two as he got fouled pretty good underneath.
Yeah, nice hesitation move to make sure that he gets that contact while in the shooting motion. Hoping to get the three-point play, but he's going to get two shots here. First foul of the game on Tawas.
Bring everybody up to speed. There's no more one-and-ones in high school basketball.
Okay.
You get five fouls each quarter, and after your fifth foul, everything is two shots. And then it resets the next quarter. You get five every quarter. Makes the second, the back end of the two shots, and Hale takes a 5-2 lead with 3:53 left in our first period. Up top, Rosenau kicks it around to Klein. Klein bounce pass to Sherman Hayes. Turnaround jumper in the paint, won't go. And rebound hauled down by Hale. Xander Johnson gets himself on the score sheet with a rebound.
Yeah, stubborn
back the other way. Hayes gets a push off as he comes through the middle there. And Brady McCady is going to, they're going to call that a shooting violation. I thought it was on the floor, but they're going to send Brady McCady to the free throw line to shoot two.
Yeah, it was pretty close. I mean, he was driving, obviously. It was kind of far from the rim, but they'll give it to him.
Smooth, silky first shot. Silky. Makes it 6-2 Eagles right out of the gate here. Second one. Nope, off the front end. Sherman Hayes pulls himself down, his first board of the night. And Rosenau brings it right back for the Braves. Rosenau over to Velasco. Velasco kicks it around to Klein. Klein drives
beautiful
the lane
move
with a little finger roll.
Ooh.
And count that. Nicest bucket of the night. Nicholas Klein gets himself in the scorebook.
Beautiful, spicy little move.
Braves needed that too. 6-4 now. They're trailing by two. Hale comes down, and they turn it right over. Nice turnover. Picked off by Noel Smith. Back the other way now for the Braves. Klein again, Nicholas Klein, thinking about driving the lane. And instead he throws it away. Unforced error.
Back-to-back defensive, great defensive plays by each team.
McCaddy over to Patton. Patton will drive the lane, stop, kick it out. Tengraskis, back to Tengraskis. Little puppy won't go, gets his own rebound.
And
he gets fouled while shooting. Aiden and Grisix underneath. And he drew a crowd down there and got fouled.
The rims are not forgiving today on both sides. That the couple in and outs for Tawas, that one just rolled around the rim and went right out there. It was like you called it a puppy. But the ball is just being stubborn today, not wanting to go down the net.
And Grasick's first one, well short. That won't go. Home team Braves here have three fouls in the first quarter. You get five, 2:36 remaining. And Grasick's for his second shot, and he makes that. So we got a substitution coming in. And Grisix makes the free throw and then gets subbed out for Lawrence Mullins in the game now. And the Braves will bring the ball over to timeline, down three with 2.5 left in the first quarter. Rosenau, some fancy dribbling, gets it over to Nicholas Klein, who throws it away twice in a row. Patton back the other way into the lane. Euro step, and they're going to call a travel on it. They do not give the Euro step.
This is America, and unfortunately for them, they don't do the Euro step here.
Unfortunately, in this game tonight, that's traveling. And he made the bucket, too, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, he did. It would have been an N1. Yeah. It would have definitely been an N1 opportunity.
Braves now. Rosenau with it. Kicks it over to Quinclino, who brings it back out to Rosenau. Quinclino steps inside the circle. Back to Rosenau outside. Rosenau looks around. Gets it over on the far side to Velasco. Velasco works it back up top to Rosenau. Braves being patient. They get it underneath to Sherman Hayes for a puppy, and it won't go.
Great ball movement by both teams. They are just being decision-making perfection.
Yeah, Patton pulls the rebound down, takes the Eagles right back the other way. That time he had a nice step, put it up, and the rebound was hauled down by his partner underneath there, Reese Reedy, and he gets hammered, and he'll go to the line, and that's now the Braves' fourth foul in the quarter with a minute 42 left.
Yeah, quick hustle. I mean, we talked about hustle a little bit earlier, but both teams quick. They're being fast. They're playing fast. The ball, I almost said the puck. The ball's not going in the net very much, but it's entertaining to watch. They're both running down the court, passing, trying to get these opportunities to go in.
As we said in the pregame, these are two kind of equally matched teams, and I think both coaches know that. Second free throw attempt gets the shooter roll. Get him for one. And it's 8-4 now, Eagles on top of the Braves. Rosenau brings it over to the timeline, 1:36, hands it to Velasco with a bomber that won't go. And once again, hauled down by Brady McCady and heads back the other way for the Eagles. 8-4, 1:20 left. McCady into the paint, and they're going to call a charge on him on that. He gets up, chirps a little at the ref, and decides I better shut up. And continues
smart
on the way
decision.
Back for
smart
defense.
Decision. You don't want to get a tech.
That was actually Hale's first foul here with only a minute 20 left in the quarter. So good, clean first quarter of action. Rosenau will now bring it up for the Braves. Oh, he dribbled it off his foot right back the other way. Patton's got a break. Rosenau catches him. Patton pulls up and can't make the layup.
Ooh, the ball.
And a rebound hauled down after that by Quinclino. But Patton should have had one there. Contact, no call at all.
Coach is not
Rosenau happy. Grabs the loose ball, kicks it around Velasco, back up top to Quinclino. Quinclino to Velasco, makes a move, gets in the paint, tries to get it low to Sherman Hayes, goes out of bounds, he saves it.
How'd that not hit the backboard?
Yeah.
that looked like it was definitely going to hit the back of the backboard. It didn't.
He saved the ball, and the Eagles will come back the other way with it now. Brady McCady gets inside the paint and then into the inside, and they kick it back outside. A lot of little tiny passes. Someone needs to go shoot the ball.
They're trying to get
finally,
the perfect.
McCady will. It goes off the front and the back of the iron, but the Eagles come down with the board, and they kick it back up top. 16 seconds now to shoot. McCady with a spin move in the lane, and that'll go off the glass and in. And Brady McCady picks up another basket. 7 to shoot for the Braves here. Up top, Quinclino tied up. Stripped by Sam Patton. Will it count? I don't know if it accounted or not, but Patton hits the rim after the steal. 10-4. Eagles on top of the Braves. We'll be back after this on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson back with you at the end of one here. Like to thank some of our sponsors tonight. We've got a bunch of them, and we'd like to thank them because they're the best. First of all, right out of the gate, we'd like to thank Hungry Howie's. He sent some pizza up to us tonight.
Love you guys.
Like to thank Neiman's Family Market of Tawas City, Autotech of East Tawas, Sobek's Home Medical of Tawas City, the Bay Party Store in East Tawas, Bob Bush Manufacturing of Aw Grays in Tawas City, and Lake Effects Hair Salon of Tawas City. Second quarter underway. The Eagles will start with the ball and a six-point lead. They work it around the perimeter. Patton has it on the far side. Kicks it in. Little jumper. Won't go. Doesn't even come close to hitting the rim.
And he wasn't looking.
Nicholas Klein pulls the rebound down for the Braves. Get it down to the other end here. Reuben Edwards getting his first shot on the court. They work it around. Get it down low. Back up top. Nicholas Klein in now. Rosenau out. Reuben Edwards gets it back up top to Klein. They work around the outside of the circle. They get it down low, shot. Oh. Noah Smith won't go off the iron, and the rebound kicks out and picked up by Lawrence Mullins, and the Eagles will head back. 7:08 left till halftime, 10-4 Eagles. Hale with a nice bounce pass underneath, but a good stuff. Good block shot by Noah Smith underneath. And the Braves transition. Edwards will fire three, won't go. Rebound. Off of White, it's going to be blue ball, so Hale will come down with it. Nice, wasn't scared to shoot it there, Reuben Edwards wasn't.
No, it definitely wasn't there. I love the pace at which both teams are playing. They're both just quick and fast about everything.
Now Tawas put a little pressure up in the backcourt.
Yep.
Hale gets it over the line. Work it underneath. Sam Patton, nice bounce pass to Ingracis. Won't go. And
just
stretching up top
it.
For that big rebound, Noah Hopkins.
Mishandled it off the catch and just had to rush it a little too much.
Reuben Edwards gets it down to Bond for a shot, and that's off the front of the rim. That would have been three. And it goes out of play. So another big thing, Braves are not hitting their shots.
No.
They'll take a timeout to talk about it, and so will we on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson with you. After the timeout, 6 1/4 left. Hale up top, 10-4. Braves with a little pressure. Hale breaks it easily, gets down. And a giveaway on the pass, and that's Reuben Edwards that'll head back the other way for the Braves. Edwards gets it down into the corner to Bond. Back up top to Edwards, drives lane. And a nice little floater from inside the free throw line. And Reuben Edwards gets his first two of the night, and that tightens it up to 10-6.
Yeah, finally Tawas gets on the board. It's been a long stretch there.
Patton brings it back, turns it over, throws it right into the gut of Noah Hopkins, who heads back the other way but loses his dribble. Hale decides smartly to slow it down. Not get overexcited here. Brady McCady drives the lane, gets caught up in some knees and some feet. And
blocking foul.
They're going to call a blocking foul on the Braves.
I thought it was standing still, I'll be honest.
Yeah, but we reload again, so we're back to square one here. That's the first foul of the quarter.
An update from the Natty, 41-yard rushing touchdown by not Corum, but Donovan Edwards.
There you go. Inbounds pass to Agresics right down underneath. Misses it, gets his own board, and then misses again, as they can't find the touch under the rim, and the Braves will have a chance to tighten it up here. Reuben Edwards up top, handling the ball, finds a man underneath, pump fake off the glass, rims won't go, and hauled back down by Lawrence Mullins. Braves had a great chance there.
Yeah.
Down low, just couldn't finish the shot from Noah Smith.
First half entirely, it's almost been the same thing. Ball does not want to go in the net.
McCady, nice finger roll, goes to the right hand and off the glass. Make it 12-6 Hale. As McCady adds to his total for the night.
Yeah,
don't forget, just a reminder, coming up at halftime, we have This Week in the MHSAA brought to you by Northern Power Sports of Mayo. Up top, Reuben Edwards drives inside the circle, kicks it back out to himself, works it around. James Bond gets it down low. Noah Smith pumps it back up top, and then Reuben Edwards shoots, and count that three. As now the Braves come to life with the shooting, and then almost a strip steal right out of the gate. But they're going to call a foul on Reuben Edwards on that inbounds pass. They're going to say he got into Patton. But 12-9 now, 4:24 left here in the second. And we're going to have Eagles ball in their own end. And Tawas now putting a little pressure on. They're putting a little man-to-man pressure on.
Substitute Reuben Edwards in, and they're a different team almost.
Yeah. Kyle Velasco comes back in the game. He'll replace James Bond. And Hale will inbound. They get the ball in. McCady being watched by Edwards deep in his own end. He's got to get it over the timeline. And looked like he dribbled it off his leg. But they're going to call two for a hack again. So that's two quick ones in a row on Edwards.
I mean, he's
three on the Braves again.
He's doing a great job of putting pressure on these inbound passes, not letting them get past half court. But two fouls is kind of bailing them out.
Yeah. They inbounds this time. Patton gives it, but gives up his dribble. Gets it to McCady. McCady gets it over the timeline. Slows it up a bit outside the circle. Drives inside. Free throw line extended. Kicks it out top to Xander Johnson. He takes a three. Goes off the rim and then gets tipped out of bounds. But it'll stay out with Hale underneath.
Yeah, it went right off the fingertips of Noah Hopkins, it looked like to me. Just right off his fingertips, right into the out of bounds.
So Xander Johnson will inbounds. The Grisix is underneath. Tries to throw it in, stolen by Tawas, right back the other way. Easy layup, coast to coast, Nicholas Klein. And then the inbounds, Tawas pressures Zappa Patton, gets it all the way down, and gets it down into the paint, kicks it out up top. McCady in the corner, down underneath, in the paint, trying to get a turnaround off, can't do it, finally kicks it back out to the other side. McCady for three, won't go. Rebound hauled down by Noah Smith. And the Braves will head back with a chance to go ahead. 12-11. Shot from the corner, three, won't go. Way off from Kyle Velasco. But a nice rebound underneath by Noah Hopkins and puts it back up and one. And he'll go to the line to try to convert the three.
Yeah, he gets the rebound off the air ball, puts it up in the, puts up the layup, gets hacked while he's doing it. Took the lead and the and one opportunity. Just a different team in the second half of the second quarter here.
And it looks like Hale calls timeout. We'll take a quick one with him. We'll be right back on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson. Braves take their first lead of the night, 13-12. 3:22 left, and Noah Hopkins at the line to convert a three-point attempt, and he got it. So Braves will take a two-point lead, 14-12, and why not continue that press? And that's what they do.
Yeah, it's working out way better than the first quarter where they were just letting them kind of get down the court, and McCady, this is really disrupting them.
McCady gets it over to timeline, gets it down, tries to throw a pass over to Patton on the wing, but the quick hands there of Nicholas Klein tip it out of bounds, and he'll have to resend it in from...
Any kind of ball movement has been impeded almost every single pass, it seems.
To get it underneath to... And Grisix, and he puts it on the floor, and it gets stripped, and now the Braves have a chance to increase their lead. Nicholas Klein makes a move, kits it out. Velasco gets it down to Noah Smith. He kicks it back out to Klein and then gives it away. Patton the other way, uncontested, easy layup. And just like that, Hale ties it at 14 with 2:46 left till halftime.
Finally, a fast break by Patton ends in some points. He's had it a couple times, just hasn't been able to finish. That one did bird beautifully.
Velasco for three, count it. Big shot there. Kyle Velasco knocks that down. 17-14, and Hale trying to inbound to this Tawas pressure.
Two steps forward, three steps back.
McCady works on Edwards, gets it over to timeline. And now Hale will slow it down a little. McCady walks right down the line.
Play.
Puts it on his left hand off the glass. Nice two-point finger roll. Pulls him within one. Braves up 17-16 right now. Klein down low to Smith, kicks it all the way up top to Edwards. Edwards to Klein, will shoot the three, in and out, rattles in and out, but right there underneath for the rebound, Noah Hopkins was there
throwing his arms around. You're not taking my basketball.
The Grisix pulled the rebound down, and he was did the NBA arm throw right down the middle. And a great block by Noah Hopkins, but they're going to call a foul on it.
There was contact, but it was nice. Hopefully he's okay. McCaddy is their team right now, and he hit the hard one hard. He fell pretty bad. He's going to tough it out, looks like.
Yeah, McCaddy trying to shake it off so he can get to the line.
Yeah, McCaddy by far their best offensive player right now. He's rocking 10 points of their 16.
Rosenau and Aaron Stone at the table waiting to come back in and check back in.
Raph asking, you all right, son?
So he'll shoot the front end of two. Tawas has four fouls in this quarter again. First one's up and in.
Tie game.
Smooth. McCaddy's got a smooth stroke from the free throw line.
Yeah, he's been the most impressive offensive player by far for Hale.
17-17 right now here at the Brave Cave on a Monday night of the national championship game. We'll continue to update you on that. Michigan up 7-0 right now. McCaddy with his second, and he puts that in, and that'll give the Eagles an 18-17 lead with a minute 42 left. Rosenau back in. He'll work up top and work around with Reuben Edwards as ball handlers. Nicholas Klein gets it down low to Noah Smith, gets it in the paint, then back out. Klein outside the circle, gets it up top. Reuben Edwards gets it down to Klein. Klein thought about it, drives, layup, reverse, and count it. What a nice layup. Went through, under, and around, and made a deuce. Dallas up top, 19-18.
Yes, second time Klein's got under the rim like that and made a beautiful move for a bucket. That's his sixth point of the day.
McCady now with the ball way up top. Thought about the three. Kicks it to Patton for three in the corner. Won't go. Rebound and jumping up tall to get that was Aaron Stone. Getting his name in the score sheet tonight. Braves now with under a minute. Edwards to Rosenau to Klein. Back up top to Edwards. He'll shoot the three off the front rim. Big collision underneath. Ball saved and thrown in. And they're going to say the ball belongs to the Hail Eagles as it went out of bounds.
Bodies colliding under the rim. Lots of physicality underneath in this paint. You like to see it. Nothing bad, nothing, you know, mean or anything. Just bodies flying at each other, trying to get the ball, trying to make the plays. It's nice to see.
What's great about this game tonight is it's two equally matched teams.
Yeah, so absolutely.
It, like Ruben said before the game, Coach Edwards, it's going to come down to hustle and turnovers mm-hmm. and who wants the ball more, you know?
Yeah, and both teams have turned it over. Both teams
yep.
have hustled equally.
Nice inbounds here. Patton comes the other way. A little quick pass. And an easy puppy missed again underneath by Lawrence Mullins.
The rims are not forgiven today.
And Klein pulls the rebound down and goes the other way for the Braves. 25 on the clock. 1 point lead for the Braves. They'll play for the last shot here. Edwards up top. Gets it down onto the wing. Back up to the free throw line extended. And then Reuben Edwards walked with it. So there'll be enough time here for Hale to get down and get a last shot off. 13.8. Tawas continues to pressure. Patton dribbles his way through it all. Gets down. Hands it off on the wing. Dribbles into the paint. Shot won't go. Rebound comes long to Edwards. He'll have to chuck it. Passes it. It got up in the air in time, but it does not go.
Yeah, Hale didn't respond that good, but unfortunately the layup doesn't go in.
And we end our first half with a score. The Tawas Braves 19 and the Hale Eagles 18. Hope you enjoy our halftime show brought to you by Northern Power Sports a Mile. We'll see you to close up the halftime after our show on 103.3 Hits FM, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson. That concludes our halftime show today, brought to you by Northern Power Sports of Michigan. We're ready for our second half. And the Braves will inbound. We'll give you some first half stats in a minute here. Right out of the gate, the Braves try to go underneath for a little alley-oop. And not only did the basket not count, but Noah Smith got a foul to start the quarter out underneath on a push.
Calling a push.
Braves are going to stick right with this pressure that was so successful the second half of the game of the first half. Patton gets it. He'll get it to the timeline without too much problems. And then Kyle Velasco reaches in and gets a hold of his arm, and that'll be a foul.
It's two fouls in 16 seconds for Tawas. That's not good.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Napa Auto Parts in East Tawas, Rose City Chiropractic Clinic, Cornerstone Caregiving of Gladwin, Irisa Tech Center in Tawas City, and Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank. Patton will bring it in for the Eagles. 19-18 our score. Tawas on top. Pump fake. Won't shoot it. Gets it back outside. Kicks it out to McCady. McCady misses, but they get a rebound as Ingracious pulled a rebound down for him. And Hale will try it again. They reset. Get it out up top. Xander Johnson tries to get it inside. Ball tipped away pretty firmly. Could have been a foul there, actually, on Noah Hopkins, but got away with it.
Both coaches are like, no, what is going on? They're not happy necessarily. I think it's a pretty decently called game, though.
Yep, Sherman Hayes will step into the game now and replace Noah Smith, who's got two fouls on the board. Tawas, nobody with more than two. Hale with nobody more than one. Hale tries to get it in. Quick hands again that time by Kyle Velasco, and he tips it out of bounds. So now Hale will go in from the sideline, right in front of their bench, right down below us. 7:18 left in the third, 19-18, Braves on top. 7-3 in your national championship game. Washington's answered with a field goal. Inbound pass, stripped away. And Nicholas Klein will haul that down for the Braves. Gets it up front quick to Noah Hopkins. Hands it to Edwards. Edwards to Klein. Klein works the top of the circle. Up top to Reuben Edwards. Edwards to Klein. Back out top to Edwards. Kicks it over to the side to Bond. Bond gets it down to Hayes. Hayes with a nice jumper that won't go off the iron. And Patton hauls that board down. And the Eagles will once again try to take the lead as they come down. McCady thinks about it. Gets back in. Little floater. Goes. And he took a bunch of body afterwards. Crashed to the floor. No 3-point. Coach is upset about that, but he does get the bucket, makes it 20-19. Bond, cross-court pass to Klein. Klein kicks it back out to Bond for three. Won't go off the rim, and that's going to be Hale ball as Sherman Hayes got over the back and tapped it out of bounds.
Yeah, and offensively, I mean, it is all Brady McCady for Hale. He has 14 of their 20 points.
So Brady McCady leading all scorers tonight.
Yeah, by far.
They inbound. Tawas with pressure. Patton picks up his dribble. He works on Bond, gets it over the timeline. Patton picks up his dribble, gets it into the corner. McCady for three. Goes.
And one?
And a foul. Could be a four-point play here. You don't see that very often. As McCady got hammered and shot the three, and it went. And that's a big transformation right now in this game. That's a big part of this game right now happening.
Yeah, so that... And just to put it in perspective, on the other side, the leading scorer is shared by Noah Hopkins with six and Klein with six. And the only other scorer is Reuben Edwards with five and Kyle Velasco with three. So that's basically all your scoring.
Kleino comes back in for Klein for the Braves as Brady McCady goes to the line.
And makes it
a four-point play, and that's a five-point lead now for Hale. What a turnaround on one play. Braves come back led by Edwards. Reuben goes to throw it to the wing, and it's tipped out by the quick hands of Sammy Patton. And the Braves will inbound again from the side. Quinn Kleino looking for somebody to throw it into, needs to get it in. And they're going to call 5 seconds on him. And, boy, Coach Edwards is upset at his player, not at the referees. Now Hale inbounds. They get it up quickly to Xander Johnson. Johnson, and they're saying that Hale stepped on the line on the inbounds pass, and they'll turn that back over to Tawas.
And an update on the Natty, a second 41-yard rushing touchdown by Donovan Edwards. That is the exact same thing that happened the first time. So now it is 14-3 Michigan with a second 41-touchdown rush by Donovan Edwards.
Well, everyone thought it was going to be Corum tonight, and it looks like it's Edwards' show tonight.
That's wild.
24-19 here, visiting Eagles on top of the Braves. 5:56 left in our third. Inbound pass comes into James Bond. Bond hands it off to Reuben Edwards, high above the circle. Edwards will shoot the three. Count it. Reuben Edwards fires from long range, and now a full press. They break it, get it out to center. Xander Johnson, and he'll take it right down into the paint, kick it back out to Patton for three. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound chipped out, though, and picked up by McCady. And McCady will fire the three. That won't go off the iron. And finally, that's hauled down by Joe Walter, getting his first touch of the game.
The rare McCady miss.
Down underneath, wide open puppy, and you got to like that.
Reuben
Edwards sees Quinn Kleino underneath, and he hits him and makes the puppy. And then on the inbounds, a jump ball. Going to go possession arrow. And it looks like the possession arrow is with Hale. So
quick, you know, they were down five, a quick two plays.
I take that
there.
Back. It wasn't with Hale. It was with Tawas. We'll take a timeout with him right here on 103.3 Hits FM. We'll be right back. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson, thanks for tuning in tonight. Our score right now, 24-24, as the Braves have fought back from this five-point deficit they were in with 5:06 left.
Yeah, quick three by Edwards, and then that two from Quinn to tie this up real quick.
And now Hale inbounds the ball. McCady gets it over to timeline. Works up top on Kleino. Kicks it around to the side. Thought about it twice, Reese Reedy did, and then gives it to Patton. Patton drives the lane, hands it off right out front to Aiden Ingresix, and he puts it up, and it won't go. And that's going to be Tawas ball. And Joe Walter inbound to Reuben Edwards here, deadlocked at 24 with 4:40 left in our third quarter. Edwards works up top on Patton and on Johnson. Kicks it off to the side, gets it back. Gets it down to Joe Walter. Walter got it down low to Quinn Kleino. He stepped on the sideline, and that's an unforced error and a turnover, and now Hale will have the ball again. Hale's fought with this press all night. They get it in. Brady yeah. McCady, as the pressure backs off, will bring it over the timeline. Hale sends Lawrence Mullins to the table waiting to check in. And it looks like they're going to call a foul that got him on the wrist on Quinn Kleino underneath. And if you can believe it already, that's the fifth foul here in the third quarter, Brian. And all the way, the rest of the way out this quarter, Hale will shoot two free throws each
yeah,
time.
Just 15 seconds past half the quarter. And like we said, there was two fouls 16 seconds in. And, you know, just it's allowing Hale to keep in the game. Obviously, Tawas tied it back up, but this monster game by McCady is just continuing.
Yeah, he adds to his point total tonight and gives Hale a one-point lead with 4:15 left here in the third.
Update, Michigan's back in the red zone as they end the first quarter.
And McCady hits them both, and that'll put Hale up 2 points. Rosenau now back in the game for Tawas. A little pressure of their own from the Eagles. Kleino gets it off on the wing to Walter with a shot off the front of the rim. Saved. But knocked out of bounds by Rosenau as he tried to save that ball and knocked it over the half-court line out of bounds. And Hale will come in from right there. Tawas in a tight man-to-man right now. McCady up top working on Kleino. He gets a pick. McCady kicks it back up top to Mullins.
Nice.
Ooh. Mullins tried to get it over to Patton in the quick feet and the quick hands of number 24, Caden Rosenau.
He tried.
Knocked it out of bounds, yeah. And Hale will keep it and get it in. And there's a foul there over the back of Aiden Ingresix. And that'll send, again, the player to the line for two free throws. And this is
almost 4 minutes left in the half.
Yeah, so this is a troublesome situation, really, and Hale has none. So they have five to give in this quarter if they need them. And Grisix at the line. He knocks one down finally. He struggled with his touch around the rim. Good to get him.
A little easier when you're not getting anyone hovering over you, though, when you're taking three throws. A little bit, just a little bit.
Second one. They didn't put that point on the board. Missed the second one, so it's 27-24 on my chart, not 26-24.
There it is.
Back down
it.
Underneath. Tawas kicks it out. Three-pointer from James Bond.
The golden gun goes off.
Yeah.
Finally for James Bond.
Live and let die.
Pew, pew, pew.
He ties it up at 27. Hale right back the other way. And they turn it over underneath. It's a matter of can they come down with it.
Oh.
They try to. And
first foul on Hale, I think, right?
Yeah, first foul on Hale on number two, so Xander Johnson. And like I said, Hale has fouls to give with 3:19 left. Braves will inbounds down underneath. Walter gets it into Rosenau. Rosenau over to Bond. Bond gets it underneath, little short jumper. Beautiful little shot. Aaron Stone gets in the scorebook tonight.
All right, well, they're spreading it around now, Tawas is.
And there was a carry there on Patton and maybe a double dribble as well. Neither called. Coach Edwards upset. Hale tries to make a move, and that's stripped away on another nice play by Aaron Stone. And now the Braves can increase their two-point lead right here.
What
a
pick.
They throw it away. Good pick by Lawrence Mullins, and Hale will come right back the other way. 251, 29-27, Braves on top. In the paint, in the lane, layup, and that's going to be a shooting foul. And Hale will go to the line.
You've got 2 minutes, 43 seconds left. Try to get the contact every time. It's going to be 2 free points, maybe 3 if you make it. And guess who it is? Brady McCady.
Who's increasing his game-leading score by going to the line all this often.
I believe he's at 20. Let me 1, 2, 3, 4, that's 5. Oh, he's at 19. Now he's at 20.
So McCady's got 20 already. And the first end of his 2 points. Joe Walter comes out of the game, checks out. And it looks like Nicholas Klein will enter back in, and he makes the second one as well. So 29-29. And it's Brady McCady night here at the Brave Cave.
Yes, sir.
Other way, Kleino. He loses the ball. And Gressick's right there, strips it from him, and now Patton will bring it over the timeline. Get it down to Johnson. Johnson then loses the ball. And right back the other way is Rosenau, and Patton reaches in on him. And that'll be the second foul of the quarter on Hale. Nope. Braves will bring it in from the sideline. Substitution coming in. Our first look at Seth Gibson as he comes in for Xander Johnson.
And I apologize. Brady has 22 points. I just did the tally. So he's got 22 of 29 for the Eagles.
Klein kicks it into Rosen. Now Rosenau comes up. Gets it to Hayes for three. Misses everything, but right underneath for the rebound was Klein, and then he missed it. So Klein hauls down a rebound and then misses the puppy on the way back up.
Oh, what a try by 23 there in blue that Seth Gibson just lost the handle. Could have been an easy layup, but now it's going to be
back the other way.
Ooh, what a shot by Reuben Edwards.
Yeah, and whistle for the injured player possibly, but we're going to continue on. Nice layup, little floater there by Reuben Edwards. And another substitution as real quick. The player that just came in, Seth Gibson, comes back out for Xander Johnson.
Yeah, he took a hard fall, though, on that attempted shot.
Hale tries a long pass to get it in. They're going to tie that up. Timeout called by the Hale coach during the tie-up. We'll take a timeout with him and be back after this on 103.3. Kurt and the Catfish back with here at the Brave Cave. We'd like to thank some of our sponsors for sponsoring tonight's game, your local McDonald's restaurant, Alpena Community College, the Box Drop of Standish, and Allwords Market in Hale, Michigan.
Love it.
Patton, after the timeout, comes crashing through the zone.
He didn't have a handle on that ball for about 10 feet, just kind of both people running, rumbling, tumbling.
He didn't. He got bailed out by the Braves player, tipping it out of bounds.
Yes, sir.
Hale inbound under the glass now. They need to get it in, and they try again down underneath, and it looks like there's going to be a grab on Reuben Edwards, and you know what that means. That means they're going to go to that free throw line again.
But it's not Brady. It is Sam Patton at the stick, or at the sticks,
yeah,
at the line.
So knocks down the first one. Couple of the Braves, two of the Braves now with three fouls.
Outside of free throws, only one field goal has been scored by Hale, not named Braden McCaddy, and that is the first points of the game by Aiden Negresses.
So Pat knocks them both down to tie it up at 31 again with 1:45 left. Rosenau will bring the Braves out over to timeline. Gets the ball down low, down into the corner. Kicked back up top. James Bond wraps it around to Klein. Klein drives the lane hard. Goes up for a layup, and he's going to get two at the free throw line on this as he gets blocked on the way through. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union. Hungry Howie's in East Tawas and Oscoda. Thanks for the pie tonight, boys. Hale Hardware, DeWitt Center. Metalodge at Tawas City. The Mercantile Bank. Edward Jones in East Tawas, Michigan. C.A. Haynes Realty of Hale and West Branch. And Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center of Tawas City. Klein makes the front end and misses the back end of the 2 points. So that'll put the Braves back up top by one. Brady McCady works up top, kicks it down. Nice little puppy. Great feed, great play. Reese Reedy in the right spot as the recipient of that little layup. Hale back up top, 33-32. Rosenau over to timeline, gets it to Klein, drives the lane. Klein kicks it down underneath. They try to send it back out. They do. Rosenau on the ground, tries to center it, and that's stripped and taken. And finally, Lawrence Mullins pulls it down for the Eagles. And with 51 seconds left, they're thinking about maybe one shot here.
Yeah, great hustle there by the Eagles defense, just not allowing Tawas to get anything comfortable down there.
Brady McCady kicks it around up top with Xander Johnson. Xander Johnson goes with the left hand. And a reach-in foul here on number 11, James Bonin. And that's just something they didn't need right there. They do not need to send these guys to the free throw line again.
And, you know, and if Tawas ends up losing this game, the story of the game is going to be the free throw.
In the third quarter.
The free throws are going to be so heavily Eagle favored that's probably going to be the difference if Tawas does end up losing this game. But Xander has no points as of right now, so see if they can get, he gets his
yeah,
first.
Yeah, Xander Johnson looking to get on the score sheet. First one's up in the air and good. So Hale increases her lead to 2, 34-32. 37 ticks left on the clock till the end of our third quarter. And he makes both of them. So 3-point lead now for Hale. Braves bring it down, led by Rosenau. Rosenau gets it, kicks it to Velasco for three. That's off the rail, won't go. And the rebound hauled down by Lawrence Mullins. Hale back the other way, 21 now in the period. McCady working around up top, dives to the lane, little finger roll, and count it. It's Brady McCady having himself a night. 9 now for the Braves to shoot. Nicholas Klein gets it to Velasco. Velasco with 3, shoots out puppy, and it goes. Nice floater from the free throw line extended. 37-34 after 3. We'll be back on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson back with you. Wolverines on top now of the Huskies, 17-3. With 12 minutes left till halftime in that. Washington with the ball at midfield. I'd like to thank our sponsors of tonight's game, the Hale Insurance Agency, Revord Builders, Seymour Home Decor Center, Happy Acres Real Estate of Hale. Hale will start with the ball and a 3-point lead here as we kick off the fourth quarter. McCady, who's been the man tonight, working his way towards 30 right now. Gets it over to Patton. Patton outside the circle, drives inside. Looks, finally he'll just shoot it, and that's blocked on a nice
block
by Aaron Stone. And right back the other way, Nicholas Klein with a little finger roll. Won't go. And looked like it went off Aaron Stone there. And the Hale coach, Catterman's going crazy. Looked like it was certainly off White. The officials
did
not get together on that. Yeah, so it's Tawas ball, and they'll inbound. Get it up top to Edwards for 3. That's off the front of the rim.
Push
on White, it looks like. And again, we're starting the fourth quarter.
In,
so
yeah. I mean, it's a little better than 2 and 16, but they can't afford to do these penalties, these fouls,
yep.
Especially this early on.
Waiting for a quick shoe tie from Sammy Patton. And then Hale inbound the ball and have to work the whole court here as Tawas goes back to that press. Patton gets the inbound. He works it up. Gets
hacked. Foul.
Yep, hacked right away. That's going to go on number 11, James Bond, as he picks up another one.
I mean, I guess if there's some sort of positive is they're spreading the fouls out. No one's in danger of, you know, fouling out or anything like
right,
that. But
right.
They're still they're not great. This is not great.
He inbounds it and gets it right back. So McCady gets it over the timeline and works outside the Braves circle. McCady comes back all the way to the top, waits for a pick. Gets it right over to Ingresix. Ingresix working out top, not his comfort zone. Drives the lane, puts up a Right-hand floater won't go, but a rebound underneath by Reese Reedy. And he puts it up and gets fouled. So that's a two-point shooting foul.
And the third foul in a minute.
Yep, and the third foul on the Braves in the first minute of play here. As already down at the table is Noah Smith. He's going to come in and replace somebody that's got three fouls in there. First one goes. Maybe it didn't.
No?
I don't know. They didn't put it up. The second one's way off. No rim, so ball be underneath for Tawas. Nicholas Klein will inbounds. No pressure from Hale on the inbound. 37-34. Hale on top. Reuben Edwards kicks it to Klein on the wing. Back to Edwards up top. Open three. Won't go. Rebound hauled down nicely, though, by Noah Hopkins. Hopkins kicks it out. Three for James Bond, and you can count that. And we're all tied at 37 again. Yes, sir, the James Bond music starts. McCady kicks it to Patton. Patton drives hard in. Right-hander goes up. Misses the shot, but gets fouled, and he'll go to the line. Another foul for the Braves.
4 and 83 seconds.
Yep, two of them shooting fouls as well. So, again.
So now, now at that point, right, they're in two.
Rest of the way out.
For 6 minutes and 23 seconds.
Yep, rest of the way out.
This is a tie game.
Patton makes the first one. Put Hale back up top by one. Got a barn burner here in Taos at the Brave Cave. We're glad you joined us tonight. Kurt Romberger, Catfish Hunt.
Catfish
I always call you Catfish Hunter.
You
Catfish
do.
Johnson. And Marvel's Mar back in the studio making us sound good. Patton makes the second one. That'll give Hale a two-point lead. Coach looking for hands up on defense here. Reuben Edwards brings it over to timeline. Kicks it to Nicholas Klein, who drives the lane. Euro step, finger roll, and he gets it to go. Kid showed me a lot of talent under the rim today.
Yeah, he has. He's had three magnificent plays that have went in, probably one or two that haven't.
Yep. McCady gets it over to timeline in time, working up top on his player. That's Bond. Bond gets picked. McCady gets it back up top. Reese Reedy works it into the paint, tries to get it down low, won't happen. Gets it out to Patton for three. Misses. Ooh. Off the iron, comes out long board all the way out to Bond. James Bond will pull it down. Back the other way, Edwards tries to jam it in deep and force it. Luckily, he got it back. And he gets one into Hayes. Sherman Hayes gives it away. And then a reach on number 20, Nicholas Klein. And that's five. That's a shooting foul. And the rest of the way, the Eagles will go to the line to shoot two.
So they went 2 minutes and 26 seconds to get to five.
Yeah.
And that's the fourth foul on Noah Hopkins. Now, do they get five or six in high school?
They get five.
Ooh. One more for Brady.
Yeah, he's got to be close to 30.
I think he's at 30. Let me look. Let me see this next one. I'll do the tally in here.
Brady McCaddy at the line for his second one. Makes that as well. As he's pretty much got most all the points for Hale tonight. Two-point lead. 5:30 left here in our fourth. Braves trailing by two. Nicholas Klein down in the corner to Noah Smith. Smith back to Klein. Klein tries to drive. Nothing to go there. To Smith. Back up top to Edwards. Edwards in the corner. Three ball from James Bond. That won't go. Rebound hauled down by Brady McCady. He's picking up a few boards, too. He's doing it all. Brady McCady gets it to Patton. Patton will pick up the dribble. Works it down in the corner to McCady. McCady drives to the net.
What
nice
block.
Noah Smith comes in and says, not on my watch, and puts it into the third row.
And that's the second time Noah has rejected someone straight up on those layups. But, you know, even with all the foul trouble, they're only down two. Taos is only down two with all this foul trouble in three of the four quarters that they've had. The first quarter was pretty clean, but the last three have not been.
Noah Hopkins on the inbound.
Another great
misses
block.
Misses Patton. Another shot. Two shots in a row. And Graysix picks up that rebound, and he gets fouled. So Graysix got a board in there, and so did Patton. Nobody made their shots, but Graysix got fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line where he made his first points of the night earlier.
Yes, sir.
Couple bounces. Aiden puts it up off the front iron. The other thing that Tawas is getting a little lucky with right now is, other than McCady, Hale's not making their free throws.
Yeah,
there's one. There's one. Aiden Graysix makes the second one and opens up a three-point lead here now for Hale. Edwards down in the corner. Noah Smith on a turnaround. He gets fouled, and that's okay. That's the first foul of the quarter for Hale. So they got three more. They got three more to give, and you can't be afraid to use them in these situations. Nicholas Klein looking to get it in, gets it into Edwards. Edwards dribbles, looks to get back up top, stays on the wing, hands it off to Klein. Klein works it around to the other side, hands it back to Reuben Edwards. Edwards direct in traffic. Just a ninth grader, Reuben Edwards, kind of running this team tonight. Kick out, Hayes thought about it, back to Klein underneath. And that time, there was not going to be any snazzy finger roll underneath from Nicholas Klein as Brady McCaddy put that ball in the third row.
Yes, sir.
Good block. Now the referee calls a referee's timeout. He's going over something at the scoring bench right now. Don't know what it is that it was to do with, but something in regards to somebody up in the stands. So Braves will bring it in off the guy's back. And just like that, right back at you, McCaddy, as Nicholas Klein throws it off his back, gets it back, and puts up the easy layup. Trouble here a little bit getting it over the timeline. They do. McCady now slows it down and gets it stripped by Klein. Big strip. Braves down one here, looking to take the lead. Nicholas Klein up top. Edwards for three from nowhere land.
Oh,
make it.
Oh, my Lord.
Count that. That was out at the logo. As Reuben Edwards puts the Braves up two. Pressure here on the inbounds. Patton breaks it. Gets it all the way down court. Into the slot. Finger roll won't go. Rebound loose. And it goes off of Tawas, and it'll remain Hale ball. But what a scramble that was. What an up-and-down sequence, and what a three-pointer from Edwards.
I can't believe no fouls were called. I mean, not that there was anything physical, but the fact that all those bodies were there and no one got physical. Whew.
We got a timeout, and we'll take one with them here on 103.3 Hits FM. We'll be back. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson back with you at the Brave Cave, 44-42. Braves on top, Hale basketball underneath the rim. Hale looks to inbounds after this timeout. They get it in to McCady. Little puppy won't go. Hauled down by Klein on the rebound. And Tawas breaks back the other way. And with 3:16, the Braves a two-point lead. Working on trying to close this one out. Edwards. Almost walked. Gets it back up to Klein. Klein tries to jam it in. Force it. Won't go. And the Braves call timeout. We'll take another quick one. We'll be right back after this on 103.3. Kurt and the Catfish back with you here in the Brave Cave, 44-42. 3 minutes even left in this one. We're so glad you joined us tonight. 17-3 in the Michigan National Championship game right now. And the Braves will inbounds. They do. They send it all the way across court to James Bond. Bond works it around the top, finally finds Reuben Edwards and gets it to him. Edwards tries to go deep underneath, and he throws it away. And none other than Brady McCady intercepts that and now brings Hale back the other way. Thinks about it, thinks about the lane. Bounce pass, finger roll, won't go. Gets his own board, gets it to Graysix. That won't go. And they're going to have a jump ball situation here. So Xander Johnson and Graysix both pulled rebounds down there. It goes up to a possession arrow, and the Braves get the possession arrow. Reuben Edwards brings the ball over to timeline. Good ball handling skills. Gets it down low to Noah Smith. Turning shot. Won't go. Gets his own board. Kicks it back up top. And Edwards slows it down again. Braves with a two-point lead. Coming up to the two-minute mark here. Back up top again. Klein. Edwards. Edwards, Klein, Bond, Smith, and Hayes on the
time.
Court.
They're just using the time that they
have. Yep, they're in no hurry to shoot.
Right, they're winning.
Yep.
Hale's got to make the move.
Move to Hayes. Hayes goes up, and he gets a foul drawn on himself on the way to the basket, so he'll go to the line and shoot too. So Sherman Hayes, one of the seniors on the team, got a little bit of playing time last year with the Braves Fab Five last year. So he's a kid that's got to dig down right here and make a couple free throws.
He doesn't have any points yet, and he will get his first one.
First one on the way, and it's good. Sherman Hayes increases the Braves' lead to three with a minute 49 left. Second one up and good also. Big free throws down the stretch for Sherman Hayes.
And they haven't fouled this in like 3 minutes. They haven't fouled. So
McCady, free throw line extended, and rolls one in. The shooter's touch there, and that makes it 46-44. Nicholas Klein with the ball. Gets it over to timeline. Slows it down. Comes back up top. Gives it to James Bond. Bond tries to send it underneath. They'll call a kick on it as it went off Reese Reedy's leg.
Yeah, it looked like he about punted it. Just kind of in his motion of running, he just hit him in the foot.
Noah Hopkins comes in the game to replace Noah Smith.
79 seconds left.
Klein will inbound right below us with 1:19 left. Klein gets it in to Hopkins, back to Klein. Klein up top, drives the lane, kicks it back out to Edwards, Reuben Edwards. Clock at 1:10. Reuben Edwards working around the outside of the perimeter. On the dribble, cuts in, goes through the paint, and
draws the foul before the
shoot. Yeah, they're going to say it was on the ground, which Hale has one to give, so it'll just be Tawas inbounds.
We're under a minute now, so they really can't afford to let them score.
White takes a timeout. We'll take one with them right after this on 103.3. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Randy's Towing of Northeast Michigan, Schofield Real Estate of Hale, Hale Creek Manor, Barron Mechanical of Omer, and Kimmerer Construction of Hale. Braves inbound after the timeout, and looks like we're going to have a foul on Hale.
Finally, Tawas gets to do free throws.
Yep.
This is four.
No, it was number 12. 12 picked up that foul. It's Sammy Patton. So the Braves will inbound again. Klein, 55 seconds left. 46-44. Tawas on top. Edwards, almost a giveaway to Bond. Back to Edwards. Edwards takes it, dribbles it up the middle, kicks it back out top.
It's a glorious
James
game of people
Bond
at this point.
James Bond, and now they're going to call a foul. Good sportsmanship out on the court right now. They're going to call a foul. And they're going to call that on number two, Xander Johnson. They're going to call a push. And now, finally, with 39 seconds left, the Braves will go to the line the rest of the way on fouls as well. Two-point lead, looking to increase that with 39 seconds left. First one on its way, and it's good. Nice free throw shot by James Bond. Shaken, not stirred for the second one.
Yep, let's see if he can.
Missed it. Right, rebound come off long to Brady McCady. 36 seconds, down three. Hale works around the line, hands it off to Ingressix, and that's turned over. Nicholas Klein the other way. He'll slow it down for the Braves, and now they're just going to wait until they get fouled. Klein hanging on to it, down into the corner. And finally, in the corner, Noah Hopkins tried to throw it, and he got hacked on the arm. So Noah Hopkins now with only 17 seconds left. He'll go to the line, and tell you what, this one could be put away here with a couple at the line right now.
You know, Noah has had some great blocks here in this game and defensive knowledge. He does have some point. Oh, I was thinking, I was thinking of Noah Smith.
Misses, goes off the front of the rim, off the glass, and a miss. So still a one-possession game right now. 17.4 seconds left. Second free throw. Hopkins makes it. Four-point game, 48-44. And here comes Hale. No timeout call. They're going to bring it down. McCady gets it knocked out of his hand, slapped away. And there's going to be a push on Nicholas Klein, though. So he'll go to the line.
And now you open up an avenue. You make the first one, try to miss the second one to get for a three-point play.
Possibly. Or put pressure on the inbounds. There's 9 seconds left and see if Tawas handles that pressure. But he's got to make them first. McCady to the line for his game-leading scoring tonight to increase it. Misses it off the front of the rim short. So the best he can do is pull him within three. He's asking the coach right now, you want me to hammer it off the rim? Coach says make it, and he doesn't. Ball comes in and goes out of bounds off Tawas on the rebound. Noah Hopkins.
You're still down four with 7.8, though. That's the problem. If you make that first one, then you're like, okay, but.
Yep. So now Hale inbound underneath, 7.8 seconds left. Johnson throws an interception, but Nicholas Klein couldn't hang on to it. Went off his fingertips and out of bounds. Hale will try again. Brady McCady inbounding the ball. Gets it into Ingracious. Back to him, a three-pointer. Won't go off the far rim. Patton rebound. Patton kicks it out into the zone. And that won't go. So a final from Tawas. 48 for the Braves, 44 for the Eagles.